Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, August 28th, 2023. This is my pre-market report. It's going to be freaking lovely. Let's start off with this. The narrative is in our freaking face here, people. They are pushing, the mainstream media is like unrelenting with their, I mean, this is a crime in progress, a crime against humanity in my view. You got, you know, talks of this new thing going around. Remember, I gotta keep my my language here very specific. I can't say anything. I gotta be careful. But you know what I'm talking about here. This, the new, the hospitalizations are surging. The people are getting deathly ill. It's extremely contagious. In my view, this is where we're going. Yet another systemic lockdown, a scamdemic, more face diapers, everything else they want to throw at us. They need another crisis, period. What better way to extort untold amounts of cash from all of us via another thing like this, people? Don't be surprised at what they have coming for you, for me. They are not done by a long shot, period. So, you know, I was just writing down a few things, but the narrative is the same. Notice the wording. If you're paying attention to all of the mainstream propaganda ministries, it's all exactly the same. Why? Because it's all scripted. They are told what to say and how to deliver the message. Fear, fear. Remember to be afraid. You're going to die. You're going to die right now if you don't get one of these new things, because these don't work on the old ones, and the old ones don't work on the new ones, so you need this new one. I mean, you can't make it up, but that's what's going on here. Anyway, so another note here, before we talk specifically about the market, so this is the news this morning, and it's not going to be a surprise to you. What do we know is going on here? What has been happening at a staggering pace? Personal debt, household debt, consumer debt, credit card debt, ballooning, and people keep piling on more of a debt burden every single day. Meanwhile, we have defaults skyrocketing across the board. And I've been explaining, and we've talked about this, that this is a problem, I'm going to say, more for you than the banks, because the banks are going to get a bailout. You're going to get nothing. But the news is that bankruptcies here in the United States on a personal level are at their highest level ever, ever. More people are applying for bankruptcy today than ever before. Look, this is no surprise. People cannot keep up in the current situation, and the pressure on the people is going to get even worse. And, you know, this is something you and I have been speaking about for I don't know how freaking long either. They're not going to stop. Central banks have the world by the throat right now, and they're not going to stop the pressure. They're going to continue to inflate, inflict more pain and damage on whatever's left of the middle class as they foster this neo-feudal system that you and I have known was going to come from a decade ago. So just be ready for anything. I've been telling you this for the longest time. So does that surprise you? I don't think so. Now, going back to the issue here with the financial system and the banks themselves. Okay, you're not allowed to know this, but I'm going to tell you again. There are runs on the banks. People are pulling their cash out at a staggering pace. What are they doing with it? They're probably reverting to what our grandparents did, hiding the cash under their mattresses. People understand that something is going on here. Personally, I've been telling you this forever, only keep what you need to transact. Unfortunately, we are all sucked into the system they set up for us. We need to transact in it. So you keep what you need in these institutions, the rest of it, find another place to keep it. If you have any, I mean, people are getting, the savings rate is in the negative. People can't save anything. Again, bankruptcies skyrocketing, and this trend is going to get even worse moving forward here. And this presents a problem for, again, the banks that are under all kinds of pressure. No deposits, obviously, no loans, no deals. At the same time, The mechanism here of what the Fed is doing along with other central banks, cutting off the availability of credit to small businesses to fulfill the corporate agenda. What better way to finish that than another lockdown? This would really put the final nail in the coffin of small businesses who are reliant on the free flow of credit to function. So what did we find out just a couple of weeks ago? I mean, by their own, out of their own mouth, banks are cutting off the availability of credit to small businesses, something you and I have known would happen from years ago. This whole thing is designed to wipe out and exterminate an entire class of people on a worldwide scale, period. That's how it's going. But with regard to the banks being in trouble, they're not in trouble, you're in trouble. Because they're going to get another bailout, you see, and they're going to consolidate. This whole thing, again, from the get-go, has been about consolidating power in fewer and fewer institutions. The regional banks, they got to be absorbed by the larger institutions. The larger institutions themselves are going to consolidate as well. Power must be controlled and put into the hands of fewer and fewer and fewer institutions and people. That's where we're going with this. And it's always the same story. You want to look back on history, it always ends terribly bad. But this is where we're going now. Every single thing that's in place right now is about control. The population must be controlled. The population must be eliminated to a certain degree. A vast majority of the population will, unfortunately, be eliminated. We are going to face resource scarcity, problems, pandemonium in the streets, more than likely martial law, whatever they want to do. Understand, your freedoms and your liberties are going to be taken away. What have I been saying we need in this, well, around the world too? We got to get rid of the central banks. In order to do that, we need a revolution. We need a revolution because these institutions have become the government, all right? They dictate the rules. How do we know they dictate the rules? Tell me again who it is that controls the money or the cash. Who controls the economy? Who controls the entire financial system? It's the central banks collectively. They also control the flow of information. Why do you think it is? Turn on any of the mainstream media, the same narrative, the same lines, the same tale. It's always the same. Understand? So, and it's these institutions that are exerting pressure on all of us. But again, people have no idea. This is why they kept in the red camp or the blue camp or whatever. Stay distracted. Focus on these things, okay? Focus on who the next president is going to be. It doesn't matter at all. As long as people are stuck in this mindset, it keeps people, again, unable to focus on who the real government is. And you, of course, by following this blog, know who it is. And they have a mission. They have a goal that has been put into effect over a century ago. Keep this thing going here to become the lenders and buyers of last resort, to extort control out of all of us. And that's exactly where we're going here. It's crazy. Risk in this market, going back to it, remains at an extremely elevated level. You and I need to keep our eyes on the U.S. 10-year yield, which has been relatively stable as of late. However, as the MMRI is somewhere around 273. You got the relative strength of the dollar this morning, slightly higher. Gold and silver slightly higher this morning. Now, trading doesn't start for about an hour and a half from the time I am doing this video blog. Things can change. Cryptocurrencies are under pressure right now. Gold, crude oil is relatively flat this morning. I still believe with regard to crude, when it looks like we're in a bottoming phase. We'll see if we retest again. I don't think so. It looks to me like we're really forming a bottom here. And then the next move for crude oil is going to be much higher. Of course, you see, that would play right into what they want anyway. Much higher prices across the board. More people dependent on the system. More people declaring bankruptcy. More people stressed out trying to figure out how they're going to make ends meet here. What people have done to themselves is a phenomenon. You and I called out from years ago, saying that the middle class is being eliminated. They're going to try to claw themselves back up by borrowing to maintain the illusion of a middle class existence. And all this is doing is assuring them, these kinds of people, and hope it's not you, a seat, a front row seat on the train to financial obscurity and into the lower rung of society. This is by design. You all know that here. The rich and the well-off are really doing well in this environment, or they also are feeling a pinch as well. And higher prices, we haven't seen anything yet. The nonsense, the garbage, the distractions, the deceptions about how this was temporary, I'm talking about inflation, transitory, how central banks were somehow going to raise their rates enough where inflation would turn around. Nothing could have ever been further from the truth, and you've been aware of that since day one, because we covered it here on day one. We laughed, you and I, go back to those old videos where we said, it's not going to work. They can raise rates from here to kingdom come. They cannot stop what they have begun, and nor do they want to. Central banks want to continue to inflate. They're going to find more reasons to do it. A scamdemic, another one around the world, a pan-scamdemic, okay, would be the number one way they can do this. And then, of course, more war. The military-industrial complex pulls more cash out of all of us, sucks it right out of us by propagating war. All right, people, that's pretty much it where we stand. Let me make sure I covered everything I wanted to this morning. I think so. Whatever I missed, we'll get later. So please, if you think this is important or I shared anything that people need to hear, get this video out there. All right, post this on your social networks. Please, those thumbs up are very valuable. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Have some questions ready for me. We will get through this. We will, no matter what they do, no matter how bad it gets. I always tell you, we got each other's backs. We'll never let each other down. And that's our strength as well. All right? Love you a lot. I'll see you later.